This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The start of this year's flu season is the earliest in at least 27 years, and partly because of that, Americans are taking the flu more seriously than ever before. A survey from the Harvard School of Public Health finds there are still plenty of misconceptions about the flu. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
You can sum up Americans' attitudes about this flu season in two words: anxiety and confusion. Robert Blinden of Harvard says the new poll finds substantial numbers of people are afraid of the flu vaccine.
We found that 29% of people reported that you could get seriously ill or die from a flu shot, and 45% believe that people get flu from the vaccine.
Wrong and wrong. The flu vaccine is safe enough to recommend even for pregnant women, and it can't give you the flu. Young children with no prior exposure to flu or flu vaccine sometimes get temporary flu-like reactions, but they don't get a flu infection from the vaccine. The new poll also reveals that Americans greatly underestimate the dangers of getting the flu.
We asked people in their own words, how many do you think died every year? And most picked under 10,000.
In fact, more than three times that many Americans die every year from flu complications. But most striking is the number of Americans at high risk for flu who haven't yet gotten flu shots. Half of those with chronic diseases are unvaccinated. More than three-quarters of young children haven't gotten flu shots. The Harvard poll finds that the number of people in these high-risk groups, or their parents, who say they still plan to get the vaccine, number in the millions.
Everybody on the survey who said that they were going to go out and get a flu vaccine before this season is over, it would be 8.7 million.
That could be a problem. The nation started this flu season with 87 million doses of vaccine. The Harvard poll suggests that 85 million people have already had flu shots, so there may not be anywhere near 8 million more doses out there. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is still recommending flu shots for high-risk people, those over 65, those who have chronic diseases, and children between the ages of 6 months and 2 years. But the CDC doesn't know how many people have already been vaccinated or how many doses of vaccine are left. Dr. Raymond Strickless of the CDC acknowledges people might have a hard time finding vaccine.
They should try to be persistent and look a little harder, which I realize can be difficult, but there is still vaccine available, and CDC is able to get some more modest amounts of vaccine out in January.
625,000 more doses. That's one dose for every 14 of the high-risk individuals who say they'd still like to be vaccinated. Harvard's Blinden predicts this year's gap between supply and demand will be on the political agenda between now and the next flu season, because, he says, Americans are learning to pay attention to infectious diseases. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.